Thanks for starting your day with us. Weekends with Ken on CJAD 800.
You ask me what I do here. This is what I do. I find you players, and I feel it this time. Okay, it's risky. When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky. Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
What's the plan? We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Ooh. Whoa. Bill, good morning. Are you responsible?
Good morning, Ken.
Are you responsible for this weather? Thank you.
Yes, entirely.
Bill, the movie Air Jordan started out in theaters. Now it's available in your living room. It's streaming, I guess, right?
Indeed. It's called Air. And basically, it's a surprise, actually, because it was playing just in theaters for a little bit of time, and now you can get it if you are a subscriber to Amazon Prime. And it's a really interesting story. Everybody's aware of the fact that way back when this upstart company called Nike, well, they were very good and certainly in other kinds of footwear, but in terms of trying to make its presence felt on the sports scene, they had to do something very dramatic. And they had a young salesman, a hustler, played by Matt Damon, who figured, well, he could go up against the big boys, Adidas and Converse and all the rest, and everybody laughed. And it's kind of like a Rocky-like story within the world of running shoes. And sure enough, we won't spoil. Well, everybody knows what happened. But Ben Affleck, his buddy, directs and also stars as the head of Nike, a guy called Phil Knight. And it's an interesting story because so much money at play here. I mean, I don't have to tell you that, like, there are billions to be made and were made in terms of Michael Jordan essentially becoming the footwear spokesperson and wearer of the Nike shoe. They built this whole line around him, and it's an amazing story because I had no idea how much, I mean, you have an idea how much money was involved, but what's interesting about the film is it doesn't focus on Michael Jordan at all. I mean, you barely see him, and he has a few lines. It's his mother and father who are front and center, specifically Michael Jordan's mother, who made all the decisions and who, you know, was able to, put together a deal that makes certain that the next 15 generations of the Jordan family will never have to work again.
Wow.
Yeah, really good. Really, I mean, I love watching Matt Damon and Ben Affleck together because Jason Bateman's also in this one as his comedian Chris Tucker. Really fun film.
It's called Air, and it's streaming where?
On Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yes, sir. Good.
All right, let's go to the movies. Go ahead, Jimmy.
My parents are inviting us to the summer place for the big 4th of July weekend.
I can't leave my father.
This is the first summer since we have to say goodbye to your dear mother, and you're going to leave me to burn the sparklers and eat the hot dogs alone.
Why don't we just bring him?
Nah, I don't think so.
You hear this? Ladies, he's worried his immigrant father's going to make him look like some kind of Goomba.
Sebastian Maniscalco and Robert De Niro about my father.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You hear Sebastian Maniscalco, and of course you're thinking laughs, none. Very contrived, very sappy. The best thing about this film is it's an hour and a half, which is, you know, less is more if you like a short film. But I was kind of surprised that De Niro kind of going through the motions, playing the old school Italian father.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco plays a character called Sebastian Maniscalco, who has his manager of a hotel in Chicago. He is presently involved with a young woman, and they want to go to her family's retreat in Virginia. Their family goes back to the Mayflower, and they bring along Sal, who's the De Niro character, a hairstylist and a character in his own right, to meet the family. And, of course, they're all terrified that that Sal will embarrass the family because it's a very, very rich hotel family in itself, the other one that they're going to. And I don't know, it's just they try so hard, and yet the laughs are very, very few, which is surprising because, like I say, you expect, wouldn't you, you hear Maniscalco all the time, his routine. He talks about his father in his act, his stage act all the time.
Yeah.
It's very funny. But I guess he was trying too hard to be reverent here, and a lot of goofy stuff and what passes for laughs. I got to tell you,
I wonder if he had a hand in writing the script.
He did.
Yeah,
he co-wrote it, and yeah, it just doesn't hold together. And when you see De Niro, I mean, he's played that kind of role before. I mean, he can do that in his sleep. He might have even been doing it in his sleep here. It ain't Raging Bull, I got to tell you that.
He ain't walking down the aisle with this one, eh?
No, sir.
No,
no, sir.
Bill, you know, we talked about Paul Simon, I think, last week.
Yes.
About the fact that one of his new music project, he's turned it into a documentary as well, right?
Right.
If you missed the Grammy salute to Paul Simon, which aired, I guess, earlier this year, CBS is replaying it. If you missed it the first time around, this coming Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The music is called Seven Psalms, and you can catch it on YouTube. And it is really very moving because, basically, he's coming to terms with the fact that this will probably be his last recording, and coming to terms with his future, such as it is. Like I said, when we talked about it, very similar to Leonard Cohen's last album, released after he died. You want it darker anyway. Well worth catching.
All right, Bill. Tonight is the final episode of Succession.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want it to go. A lot has to be resolved. I don't know what. Without giving away anything that went on last week, but a lot of events might come together. This could be cataclysmic. I don't know what to expect because some of the people that you think are anyway. Our thoughts about some of the characters, I think you might see them in another light here. They might be a little more humble. Not sure.
Is the Barry finale on tonight too?
It's the last episode as well.
Of the series.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah.
And of the series as it is with the Succession, they follow each other one after another at 9 and 10 o'clock this evening on HBO Crave.
That's good Sunday night entertainment for you right there.
It is indeed. Right. I enjoyed your piece with the woman, Deandra D'Alessio, here. Did you watch the final in Masters, the Jeopardy Masters tournament?
Yes, I did.
And our Matteo Roach from Toronto just about beat out the evil James Hill. I love James Hill, so we're watching him. Yeah. But that was a great match as well. She's really smart.
Did you see the clip, and I guess it was the second-to-last Masters episode, where she announced that her father had passed away, and it was a very emotional exchange between her and Ken Jennings?
Yeah, well, because she was on the set when she found out her father died and doing the tournament. And she handled it very, very nicely. He died of a brain aneurysm, only 57.
Terrible.
But she had real presence there. She's a terrific character.
Yeah.
And like I say, she came that close. She was in the lead going into the final of the Jeopardy Masters. But it's all in the betting process, as your interview with Ms. D'Alessio pointed out, where, it's calculating not so much winning sometimes, but how not to lose. Yeah. And that's what happened there.
Get that on a T-shirt, Bill. You'll make a fortune. But, one final note on that, Matteo Roach and Ken Jennings. I mean, that exchange just, again, proves to me that he is just the right choice to replace Alex Trebek.
Absolutely. He's very sharp in his feet, too. People didn't say, how could this guy who was a winner, but he really, he's got the knack.
Yeah.
You know what I like about him, and not to take away from Mayim Bialik, he always knows the answer immediately. Sometimes when she's filling in, it takes her, a couple of seconds to say right or wrong to an answer. But, he is so sharp, really, and very and quick and funny. The repartee is terrific. He's really taken over. Alex Trebek must be real happy with that.
One final note, Bill. I played some live Eagles earlier in the morning.
I heard.
And it was they're the ones who started the whole $100 ticket price with the concerts.
We wish $100 ticket price.
I know. I was joking with Jimmy. I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air. I said that hardly gets you in the door now.
$100.
Yeah. I believe the first two times I spent over $100 on a concert ticket was for the Eagles when they came here after they reunited. And I think shortly thereafter, I spent over $100 to see Streisand at the Bell Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Today that would cost you, added another digit there.
Almost just about. Yep. Bill, thanks for the weather, and we'll chat next week.
You bet.
That's Bill Brownstein from the Montreal Gazette. Let's do celebrations, shall we, at 514-800 if you have one. Some have come in already. I have a wedding anniversary here that's just come in. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, baptisms, graduations. Let us know on the text line. We'll take care of that in 2 minutes here on CJAD 800.